So here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Art and Entertainment review for Cirque Berserk, the utterly unique and brilliant circus show conceived by creative director Julius Green and company director Martin Burton. Now can you believe it's been 250 years since the invention of circus? And what a way to celebrate with Cirque Berserk, as they bring the art form bang up to date in dramatic, dynamic fashion and a spectacular effect. Now, Cirque Berserk have been on tour since it had its residency at the Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park over Christmas 2017. They played the Peacock Theatre and various London and regional gigs, and the show has now taken the big top to G-Live, one of Surrey's most popular and welcoming entertainment venues. Of course, it's been specially adapted for this theatre stage. Now, when it comes to the circus, there are so many companies to choose from. Of course, Zippo's have their themes, as do the Moscow State Circus, just two, but to mention there. They give a great show, but I can guarantee you will go absolutely berserkus for this exhilarating, exciting and hugely entertaining show. Now, the lighting and sound by Mike Robertson and Matthew Bug completely add to the dramatic tension. The set's stunning, the costumes are spectacular, and they're perfect for every single artist showcasing their work and showing them off in all their beauty. Now, the choreography by Dee Dee McGarity is full of vigour and verve, and the energy is palpable. Now, the music really adds to the drama, as I said, and I love the quirky music choices accompanying the clowns and also the other acts. It kind of had a sort of music film feel to it, sort of very film music feel to it, very sort of dramatic and quite dark and, you know, foreboding, but, you know, in a great way, kind of like a Hans Zimmer Sherlock Holmes soundtrack, quite quirky at times as well, a little bit like Orbital, Basement Jacks, that kind of dance tunes as well to accompany the robot and the other riveting acts. Now, as I say, the show's been adapted from the big top to the theatre, and it combines contemporary circus-style artistry with adrenaline-fueled all-action stunts. Now, it's a truly international troupe, and they've got over 30 jugglers, acrobats, aerialists, dancers, drummers, and daredevil stuntmen. Now, the show starts with an explosion of exhilarating energy, and it never lets up for a moment. But it's a really well-structured, put-together show, so you're completely involved all the time. Now, the African acrobats were absolutely amazing artists from the street, and right from the start to the finish, they left us spellbound. This hugely entertaining, talented troupe called Timbuktu Tumblers blew us all away, and they displayed pyramids, they were jumping through hoops, they proved how low could you go when it came to limboing with lit poles. Just phenomenal. Brilliant job there. Now, drumming up even more interest and bringing an energy that was palpable was Bolas Argentina. Luciano and Karina and Germaine amazed us with the art form that uses throwing weapons made of weights. Now, these are traditionally used by Argentinian cowboys for lassoing and capturing animals, but these incredible artists whipped up a frenzy of excitement by whirling and whipping the objects round their heads in an unbelievably brilliant act. Stamping their feet in a form of flamenco way, you felt that earthiness, you know, you were there, definitely, and in the ranches of those Argentinian cowboys. Now, they defied danger for sure, and entanglement for our entertainment. Now, as the programme says, don't try this at home, even though, as a member of the press, we were offered a press day to have knives thrown at us and to go into the globe of death. Was it something I said? Well, seriously, no, these acts were all phenomenal, and much praise goes to the skill, artistry and brilliance of each and every artist involved. Now, Germaine Delmosque from France, who was also part of the Argentinian bowler, she was utterly amazing, with tremendous skill as a foot juggler. Now, surely she must be one of the most skilled in the whole world. She is just wonderful, as she catches, throws, passes under, over, through, every which way you can imagine, metal balls, rings, coloured poles, and even lit fire. Just incredible speed, accuracy, and I have to say, I've never seen anyone so nimble-footed. Now, the show truly is berserkus. I have to say, I've never seen a circus where a contortionist could fit into a glass bell. Well, you'll definitely want to turn yourself inside out to get a ringside seat to watch this jaw-dropping suppleness of the Mongolian elastic goddess Odka. Now, she's such a talent, this lady in the bottle, and she appears to be made of Indian rubber as she bends herself in ways unimaginable. She definitely hits the bullseye when it leaves us completely open-mouthed and in awe and wonder as she shoots an arrow from her foot. And this Mongolian marvel definitely hits the mark. As I say, the circus is a truly international affair. We've got Jose and Gabby from Colombia showing supreme strength and balance and beauty, as does Jackie with her strap acrobats and Rosie with her aerial skills. Bringing a bit of Club Tropicana is the Tropicana troupe from Cuba. Now, these Cubans catapult themselves into the air with the springboard, they flip-flack, somersault, and so much more. Again, the music really adding the drama, the costumes, and the whole look is just a wonderful, they have wonderful presence. Now, all the girls in the troupe are also tremendous as well with their aerial ring work. I really enjoyed that. Now, Lacey Fawcett is in a metallic costume, adding that Flash Gordon type of dynamism. The music, once again, adding beautifully to the drama. Now, he shows amazing strength and skills and artistry in a rarely performed pole act. And Zula from Mongolia, he showed great skill and strength and took things to a level most of us could only imagine in his act, The Tower of Chairs. Now, I love the gypsy-inspired travelling scene, which created a real carnival feel, led by the berserk dancers from Hungary. Now, they were wonderful as well. They led us into the tremendous knife-throwing act by Tony and his partner from Czechoslovakia. Just incredible, death-defying, edge-of-your-seat type stuff. Great job. Now, I have to say, I'm a little bit relieved that I didn't volunteer, but I'm sure I would have been in absolutely safe hands because these are consummate professionals. And also being offered to go into the Globe of Death, once again, a little bit of a challenging one there, but we had a circus member standing in between two revving, roaring motorbikes. Not for the faint-hearted. Now, this show really does reinvent the wheel, so to speak, because Cirque Berserk definitely do things differently to other circus acts. And the Globe of Death is where stunt drivers add another element of danger and dynamism to a death-defying act. We've got motorbikes riding, well, four motorbikes actually ends up with, we get to see the act twice. You'll be holding your breath as they raise the roof, literally, with speeds of 60 miles per hour inside the globe. As they say, the louder you cheer, the faster they go. It really is really out of this world. I know, it had to be done. It's a hair-raising experience, but I can guarantee you a roaringly good time as they make their way round the spherical metal cage. Now, bringing light relief were the clowns known as the Mustache Brothers from Brazil. And you'll be glad to know they are suitably nuts. Get it? Well, I think I'll leave the comedy to them, which they do brilliantly. Hugely entertaining slapstick, and like all clowns, despite acting the fool, they have as much, if not more, skill of juggling, tumbling, building, and the whole thing builds into a great frenzy of frenetic fun for the finale. It's lively, it's energetic, it's dramatic, it's dynamic, everything you could want for. It's bold and it's bursting with energy. It's a show, Cirque Berserk is the perfect name for this adrenaline-fueled festival of fun, a real spectacle. So roll up and join the circus as the fun, drama and dynamism continues at GLive until Saturday the 16th of June. Be sure to book, it's www.glive.co.uk/online-tickets Cirque Berserk Guildford. Best just go to the glive.co.uk and then you'll find it from there. Also, you can find out, do be sure to check out all the website and the Facebook for Cirque Berserk and make sure you like them. So that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Cirque Berserk at GLive in Guildford.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.